Cheney Toyama is busy sending off emails in room 112 Iliahi, home of the Kapiʻo News. She's the editor-in-chief of the student-produced newspaper and has been on board since she joined as an assistant editor in 2011. She spent the past couple weeks gathering stories from former students and employees of the campus paper.
It's a different issue than what we've always had to put out.
What makes it different is the paper will cease printing as of this semester. The administration is looking to transition the Kapiʻo into a student life website, which came as a shock to Toyama and the rest of the newsroom.
It was very sudden, so we knew there were minor changes, but not anything this dramatic.
Toyama says the website will largely serve as a vehicle for the school to showcase what it considers outstanding student work.
The faculty and staff on campus would kind of monitor what's being put out. Content would be created through classrooms, so it'll be based with the educational classroom curriculum, so like in an English class. It'll turn into whatever those teachers found as outstanding work, a place for it to be published. So similar to student journals, which we already have on campus. But again, this was going to be monitored by the faculty and staff of Kapiʻolani Community College, not students.
My general feeling is that, you know, student publication should be a student publication.
Gerald Kato is a journalism professor at UH Manoa. He's also a former newsman who has an appreciation for student publications. He says one of the reasons he got involved in media is because of his experience at Kaleo, UH Manoa's school newspaper.
It runs counter to what the whole purpose of having a student newspaper is, for the students to exercise First Amendment rights. It was never intended to be a vehicle for publicizing the, quote, good things that we do, a publicity newsletter.
Over the years, the KCC Journalism Department has been whittled down to just two courses. Former journalism teacher Catherine Toth oversaw student publications at the community college from 2008 to 2012. She left to pursue writing full-time. Since her departure, the school has failed to hire a replacement, leaving the paper without a full-time advisor for the past 2 years.
I was devastated when I heard the news. I really felt there was value in not just providing a print product that told the news of campus, but also in creating an environment, a work environment for students to gain work experience, gain friendships.
The recent news of the paper's final issue broke on social media and created an outpour of support and frustration from former readers and alumni. One is Robert Lopez, a Pulitzer Prize-winning investigative reporter with the Los Angeles Times, who got his start at the KCC newspaper.
Part of the rationale for this is that they feel that this program is no longer, you know, supported by college classes like it was when I went there. And they, you know, I think are upset with some of the content, saying it lacks quality. But, you know, that's really as the fault of the administration. They allowed that to happen.
The administration's next move is still unclear. Vice Chancellor Mona Lee describes a decision-making process that's not yet concrete.
There might be some kind of maybe confusion because it's not clear right now. But we're in the process of putting these plans together. And so more information is going to be made available to students as the plans become clear.
What is clear is in the next few weeks, students like Cheney and the rest of the Kapiʻo staff will be let go from their positions as staff writers. What remains to be seen is how much of a voice they'll have in the Kapiʻo's future. Molly Solomon for HPR News.